Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg in Helena. A high-stakes decision looms as 4 days of intense hearings over the proposed $15 billion merger between Northwestern Energy and Black Hills Corporation wrap up this afternoon. The Public Service Commission is now tasked with weighing a central argument for opponents. Is this deal a play to fuel massive new data centers? While utility executives admit data centers were discussed, they insist the move is about grid efficiency. Opponents, however, haven't been backing down. Turning to central Montana, a federal fugitive in custody after a chaotic pursuit through Fergus County fields and off-road. Authorities say the suspect, wanted on federal charges in Oklahoma, hit a deputy's car and then took off, going cross-country. The wild pursuit ending when the suspect attempted to drive through a local river, leaving his vehicle hopelessly stuck and him in the jail. In sports, it's the end of an era for the Magic City. 31 consecutive years, PBR's premium Unleash the Beast series will not return to Billings in 2027. While professional bull riding will continue at Metro Park via the Velocity Tour, fans are mourning the loss of what was the longest-running premier series stop in the sport's history. That tragic encounter at Glacier National Park is reigniting the debate over grizzly bear management. When a Florida hiker was mauled last week, Congressman Ryan Zinke is renewing calls to delist the grizzly from the Endangered Species Act following two early season attacks, including that one in Glacier and also the one with a couple of hikers that were injured in Yellowstone National Park. That one in Glacier was the first grizzly fatality in the park in nearly 30 years. In Wyoming, wildlife enthusiasts mourning a likely loss in Yellowstone. According to Cowboy State Daily, the grizzly bear known as Raspberry, often called Grizzly 399 of Yellowstone, hasn't been seen in exactly 1 year. While she usually emerges in May, park officials confirmed this afternoon that there have been no sightings, leading many to fear the 16-year-old bear may have succumbed to old injuries. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.